Now as prescribed that now you really become your own friend as well as like you are out of competitiveness. Like so far, always like, even with the best friend, there is like the feeling of competing, like always. And Krishna is saying like, this is where you are out of the run, kind of, you know, somehow. Now you don't want to run. And also, whatever is left now, it's equanimity, you know, kind of like. Whatever you are now, it's equanimist, or equanimity is left. And sages are welcome as well as like the sinners, you know, it's no difference, you know, from this equanimity. There is nobody different than anyone, like, kind of like in perceiving, like of course, like, you know, different people will be seen, but not like, you know, like different things will be said to different people, but not because of, it's like just because that is helpful, you know, to like each everyone. So he's saying whatever is left is this equanimist or equanimity. And now saying yogi yunjit satat atmanam rahasi sthita ekaki yat cittatma nirasir parigraha. And somebody whom we can call yogi, yunjit means continuously like the state which he described before that is just continued, you know, there is no off and on, like that state continues. And ekaki and like spending time alone, you know, being but not being bored, you know, ekati. And yat cittatma, like somehow there is no difference between this citta, like citta means like the programming we have, that now is transformed to like to a soul, you know, to a more, you know, being, like chitta. Now the programming is not any more individual, it's like more like for everyone. And
like my understanding of citta is like the whole mind.
Yeah, but like, you know, yeah. Like actually, like, because there are like four parts in mind, like in terms
explain, please.
Yeah, so then chitta means like the, you know, programming, like expert, like if you know somebody is trying kind of map of a house, you know, on paper. So something chitta means that part of mind, like from where, and then of course functioning will come. Man, buddhi, chit, ahankar, like ego will be the base, like
ego,
know,
runs it.
Yeah. Ego runs it, and then that is the programming, and then like you know, this decision making faculty, diverse decisions, and, and then mind, like together with outside things, you know, helps this decision making faculty to decide, and then programming, you know, makes it happen. And ego is the like region of everything, kind of, like holding everything.
So when you say that chitta loses the programming?
Yeah, loses the programming, like the programming is like from the ego.
Achha.
So then that means like this ego is means like losing, like individuality is not there. So that's how this programming is. It's lost.
But chitta remains.
Maybe because it's like something remains.
Something remains.
Yeah, like maybe not, because if programming, you know, like if on paper, there is like this map. And if this map is not there, so
fine.
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah.
So because sometimes they say that, you know, chitta is gone.
Yeah, you know, like one, it's,
you know,
just a different expression.
Uh-huh.
Like one could be, because chitta means if programming is not there, then you know.
Okay.
So like some people speak like that way, but it's basically the programming, you know, is not there anymore.
But the various functions may still be there. Would
function,
you
know, function somehow like without programming.
Yeah.
They work somehow.
Okay. Okay. Now, if I'm looking at it in terms of Kabbalah, then third place up from the center is the Ahankar.
Yes.
And fourth place up is half-half, right? So chitta remains still?
Yeah, chitta remains still.
And then fifth chitta gone.
Another thing what he's saying, like so far many times, like in life, like letting go happens, but that is because of, like, you know, I let go of my pen because I'm interested in another pen, kind of, you know, this kind of letting go happens. And he's Krishna here saying, like, actually not this kind of, you know, letting go happens, but not this kind, that because I am interested, you know, in somebody else, so I let go of the earlier one. Kind of. So, like the real letting go happen, like, you know, needful things will remain always, but kind of like this wish of sharing, we can say, like, not wish, like somehow. No, generally, like if somebody, you know, is using my, say, my kayak, you know, I will not feel good, like, prior to this. But here, like, you know, if somebody is using, I will feel happy, like, about it, because it's being used. So somehow, like, this is what he's trying to say, like.
Can I ask you one more question? What they call chitta granti?
Chitta granti. Yeah.
Which place is that?
Yeah, like, you know, chitta with programming
is
like a granti.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a kind of energy. Granthi means like.
You usually say nut. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, means like something like some line from where flushing happens, you know, more often. Granthi is like some things, say, in each individual, you know, somebody will be very reactive to something. And that is actually granthi. Granthi means like very, very reactive.
Right.
Like, you know, as soon as something, anything comes around that, you know, suddenly anger, externally something comes.
Right.
So that they call granthi.
Right.
And then there is like usual programming,
right,
where that reaction is not.
So is this Chitchan granthi breaking the same as moving from the third to the fourth or the fourth to the fifth?
No, it's third to fourth.
Third to fourth, that's what it's called. Okay. Because I understand theoretically that at that point you don't identify with the body anymore. Yeah?
Yeah. So saying aparigraha, you know, it's like if it is, you know, useful. I will like to share my kind of love. So that will happen naturally. Not, and another, like, there is another place, like, where, you know, because, you know, like, if I share my cap with Brittany, you know, Paul will feel that I'm a good person. So I can do this because of that. So this Krishna is not saying, you know, like, I shouldn't do to impress Paul, you know, or to impress him. So, without any impression, you know, like this. Like somehow like a, you know, some kind of opening is there, openness to all, not like, you know, like before we are like this, you know, generally it's very difficult to move ahead. And now it's easy to move ahead. Suchi, sucho dese pratisthap sthir asan atmana natrat chitam natinicham chaila jin kushottara. And now, like, while this is happening, he's advising like some tips, we can say, like for so that this can happen easily. And so saying like while this is going on, while programming is kind of like in the beginning, what is called like granthi, you know, there you will feel like some kind of reducing, you know, not as strong as it used to be before. And then slowly, like that will become normal. Like granthi means like negativity, which were very like super reactive. You know, they will become like reactive, and then from reactive to maybe normal. And then in the normal state, so saying like, while all this is happening, it's like some tip is advising, he's saying like, sucho dese pratistha, like, try to be in a clean place, you know, wherever cleanliness is, and then also try to spend some time without moving, so that can happen. Because if you are moving all the time, probably that happening will stop. So that's why he's saying like try to stay in one situation, so that this happening can happen. And then
Sorry, Ajay. What does he mean by a clean place, like tidy your room? I don't think it must mean that, Ed, is it?
No, like a clean place means like not like a, in a you know where there is a lot of dirt, you know, where bad mood can come to you.
So stay in an environment that's pleasant to you, so you can relax more.
Yeah. Like in a relaxing, you know.
A relaxing environment and don't move around too much, can't stay still. Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're stuck in a city? Hmm? What do you do when you're stuck in a city? Every city is a dirty place.
Yeah, but like room is not dirty.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then he's saying, also, like neither sit like very, very above, nor very low, like middle kind of, you know, so that comfortable. Like when you are very up, also it's not that comfortable. Very low is also not that comfortable. So in comfortable situation, and chaila jin pushottaram, like here he's advising, like if you can sit on this grass, like kush grass, and that is because like you disconnect from the earth, like energy, the kush, this grass is like energy that doesn't flow through. So that's what, so that disconnection with the earth happen, because earth again will pull you, you know, like in your way. So that's why this is advising that if you have like this grass, kush grass, in English too.
We don't have a word, but I don't even know where to find that in India.
Yeah.
Where do we find it? Kush mat?
Yeah, like in Aminabad, in Lucknow.
Ajayji, sorry, I'm just trying to look through my practice and look at this kind of I'm just wondering when is the right time to do this, because if I look, I can't put my finger on and sort of say, well, that's when this is happening. I mean, if I look over the last God knows how many years, 5, 10 years, I can see that slowly, I look back like 10 years ago and I looked at the state of my mind then, and I look now, quite clearly, for me, there's like been like this kind of normality coming around certain things that I used to, that used to really trigger certain kind of reactions and certain feelings inside. But I can't really look over the last whatever and say, oh, this is the time now to kind of do this kind of practice. Is there some sort of energy or some sort of feeling that might give you an idea of when this, or is it just part of your practice, you'll lie down anyway or you'll sit down? And
yeah, you know, I think it's also part of your practice, and also feeling might come. You know.
Okay. Yeah. So like when you're more in touch with your feelings, for example, sometimes I just have a sudden feeling that I should definitely lie down, but like there's a sense of the lack. Oh, maybe lying down now will be better, and your body seems to want to lie down. You know, like if I try and connect to things, or my body seems to want to be really still and silent now, or something like. Is this the sort of thing?
Yeah, that's right.
This kusu grass, then, this is the stuff that Buddha sat on. Yeah, when he woke up. Yeah. When the Buddha, became the Buddha, this was the grass he was sat on.
Was he sitting on a
kusu grass, is it?
No, I don't know.
In Buddha text is mentioned a lot, this kusu grass.
Yeah.
It's like, this story anyway, what I read, like by Thich Nhat Hanh, it's from this like buffalo boy, and the buffalo boy was the boy who gave the kusu grass to the Buddha. So it's the life of the Buddha through the buffalo boy, and he talks about this kusu grass. But is this kusu grass now, like, is this a metaphor for something?
Yeah, that's
rather than go out and put kusu grass underneath our boards and all sit on it, is it something more that it's kind of a state of being that we kind of comes about, that kind of represents this kusu grass?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, this grass is like very pinpointed, you know, like the top of it, you know, it's like really needle, you know, like very bitter needle kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
pointy.
Like
pointy.
Very pointy.
Okay, so it actually...
So that means like, you know, when really intellect becomes like that sharp, you know, that you can really feel the feeling, you know, very clearly, also represents this. And also can disconnect you from the earth, which is very helpful for you, you know.
So I have a question on this also.
Mm-hmm.
Where I live, I'm surrounded by addicts.
Surrounded by?
Junkies, you know, like dope addicts.
Mm-hmm.
And although I live on the fourth floor, that's four stories above the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I dream everybody's dreams. They're not my dreams. I swear to God, they're not my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so, would it help if I padded my bedroom with kosu grass?
Mm-hmm.
Kosu grass? I mean, you
yeah,
know?
Maybe, yeah, something like an under your bed,
mm-hmm.
like this grass.
Yeah. Okay. Now find some before I leave.
Ajay, intuitively, I have this feeling that to be on the earth feels good, or like is supported.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
for everyone, you know.
Right.
Yeah, like somebody can feel good on the earth, because like some probably like when Krishna is talking, you know, like it's we're more earthly, you know, people. Now we are more airy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the. Yeah, so it's I think yeah that also makes sense.
So the kusu grass is actually to get some space off of the earth. Is that?
No, not off. Like, this really disconnects, so that your energy will not meet earth,
right.
And earth energy will not meet you.
Right. Okay.
So this, like somehow, is like anti, like anti conductor to
right.
energy.
Sorry, Ajay, I can't help but think of the Buddha again.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the Buddha actually touched the earth with his hand.
Did he?
He touched the earth with his hand.
Uh-huh.
Like, on, like apparently, like, you know, I don't know like that much about it, it's just
like
a story.
That.
But apparently, like, as a witness,
mm-hmm.
and also, I think, also as a connection to something real and solid that he could actually, you know, that
yeah.
when he was going through this torment in his mind, that maybe he was thinking, hold on, this is tangible. This is something I can
yeah.
like witness, and it can witness me.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently on that was when kind of Mara, his mind is controlling, you know, this mechanism then kind of broke down,
mm-hmm.
and kind of that was kind of its defeat, really.
Mm-hmm.
So like, was it because he was sat on this prickly grass and then all of a sudden he kind of
probably like
thought, well,
like
maybe a bit of that as well? Or
yeah. You know, there is time that about our experiences, you know, like we really don't feel earthly, you know, like they are real, you know. There is like, and then comes like a time that it feels real, you know, it's reality. And probably it's like, being grounded, we want to touch the earth, you know, earth, like somehow
mm.
there is a habit of
mm.
like body, like when something is very grounded, to touch ground. So probably this is where, like when you really can see that this is like very real, you know, what has happened to him, it's not like imaginary anymore, it's like very real, it's very, to really to speak about that, probably he touched the heart.
Thank you.
tatrai kagram manah kritva yat chittendri yakriya upavish asane yunj udyog at visuddha. And now saying like, you know, being like that, being in that situation, like I will help you to disconnect with senses, disconnection with senses, and also disconnection with programming, and like you somehow like this river of meditation, like maybe prior to this meditation was like in drafts, in form of drafts, you know, like sometimes they drop and sometimes they don't drop, and maybe like little later, you know, but like very very tiny current. And now he's saying like that will really make possible so that meditation becomes like a current, you know, real current. And in, I think in yoga, you know, is place of dharana, like one kind of current flowing all the time. And upvishya asane yunj udyog atma suddhai. So saying, like one should spend time for, so that one can become purer. And like he's talking like udyog, you know, like this process should be like an industry, you know, like when you run industry, it's not that one day you run and 7 days you are off, you know. It's generally in the beginning, I think, you know, you are not even off on Sunday, you know. So he's saying like this process should be like that, you know, like a industry, means continuity is very important on this way. So he's saying this should be done that way, so that it's like is not discontinuity, you know, like you samam kai siro grivam dharayan chalam sthira sampret nasika agram swam disas chan avalokana samam kai siro grivam, so that your neck body is like in a balance, you know, it's not like bent, so then you have to care about, you know, so that like it's in a situation that you have to spend least energy to care about your body, you know, like your, you know, situation is like state, so then like so that you are feeling good. And then dharayan chalam sthira, and that will help the movement of mind, you know, to less movement, like if body is kind of stable, we can say, then that will be helpful for, so like this movement of thoughts will become less and less. in that situation, he's saying like, if you are trying to, you know, look your nose, like tip of your nose, that will be more helpful. And another thing which will be most useful, he's saying like, if you can look to direction of yourself. That means like, you know, like if you are speaking and then you hear yourself speaking and, you know, feel which direction that is, or if you are breathing and then breathing to you and feel that direction and try to kind of, like he's saying, like if you can try to go towards your direction, like wherever you feel, you know, because like when I say my nose, it's my nose, you know, it's not like, it's not me. My finger is my finger, it's not me. So saying like, try to look for your me, you know, like whatever you call your me. So he's saying like, looking, if you look towards the direction where you are, not where your parts or body are, where you are. So saying like, that will be really helpful for
I'm familiar with, like I'm talking to you now, mm-hmm. and I'm hearing myself talk, and if emotions arise, I'm aware of them arising while I'm continuing to talk, mm-hmm. and so forth. But I feel that there is another step back required. That's correct. And by continuing to do what I'm doing, will it come, or is there more?
Will it come?
Yeah, it will.
No, because it's like there is like this. I can connect when I'm speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that easy, but mm-hmm. easier to. But if I'm not speaking, you know, it's difficult.
Yes, yes.
So that I think he will talk later. You know, that he's okay. kind of gradually, you know, saying this connection, and then that, you know, that.
Yeah, so there are two things then.
Yeah.
Like one, if I'm meditating, right, in a way it's harder because there is no to push against.
There is no?
When I'm meditating, mm-hmm. it seems harder because there's nothing to push against. If I'm talking, I can be aware of the talking. Okay, that's one.
Yeah.
And then, like, once in a while, I catch the mind itself. Mm-hmm. But it's once in a while. But that will come, you say, but just by carrying on?
Yeah, just like, you know, this is what he's saying, and, you know, just continue. And I also know that by continuing, as he said, like, this is like udyog, you know, it's like industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you do for, it's, continuity is very important.
Right.
So saying like, please look towards your direction, which direction you are, whatever that is. And prashantatma bigat bhi brahmachari vrate sthita mana sanyam manchito yukt asit matpara. This looking to your direction happens, then certainly peace will follow. You know, peace is not because of not facing towards, you know, we always face outside. Like why peace is not with us? Because as soon as I see this should be mine, you know, I should also have this. And then of course, you know, from where I, like, this will make me unhappy, like little while after. Like anything I see makes me unhappy because I'm not owning that somehow. So then as soon as you look towards my direction, towards like your direction. So somehow all these kind of monkey things, you know, like all these, they will somehow disappear, because it's actually like, if we really see, there is no meaning to become unhappy, because, you know, like, I cannot have anything what I see, you know? And maybe I also don't need, you know, actually, like, if I question, you know, maybe I don't need, you know, just for the sake of, you know, my thinking mind. So saying, as soon as we look towards our direction, you know, all these anxieties, you know, they will fall apart, and then peaceful, you know, like inner realm will happen, prasantatma, inside, feel content, because it's somehow, like, as soon as we start looking towards our direction, you know, it's like, kind of like a fulfillment automatically happens without fulfilling anything. You know, it's like kind of energy flows and then you feel fulfilled. So saying prasanta, like you will start feeling somehow content and bigat feel. So then of course because of being content and no list like to achieve, so then fear will depart. Like, why fear is there? Because, you know, if I don't achieve my list, or if what I have, you know, somebody takes that. Like generally, you know, like the fear. These kind of fears, they are there. So saying, as soon as you feel content, this fear will also depart. And because of fear departing, then like because of fear, you know, activity is pro to me. Like always, I always think what is beneficial to me. And like because of fear, I always think, you know, what is beneficial to me, and I act upon that. And if I'm content, so then like this thinking that what is beneficial will depart. But and what will take over is like what is beneficial to many. So it's saying like brahmachari, brahman, like brahman means like sun, you know, rises for everyone. Like the moon, earth, you know, it's earth is not saying, ah, you know, if more people come on me, you know, I will feel heaviness. It's just allowing, you know, more and more people coming. You know. Like sun is never tired, you know, every day on time. So it's saying like, what will happen, like, you know, like when you think of many, like brahmachari, you know, like as brahman acts, those kind of activities will come, you know, grow to everyone. And
can I ask you a question about fear?
Mm-hmm.
I used to think I knew a lot about fear, but now I'm finding I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's psychological fear, right? I'm afraid I'll be embarrassed and all this stuff.
Okay.
But now I'm noticing, especially when I'm doing the thinking meditation before sleep, especially that one, I get deep, so, it's like the terrible fear comes.
Yeah.
From nowhere,
yeah,
and throws me right out. You know, I'm not afraid of anything that I'm aware of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That fear. What is that fear?
Yeah, like the fear of death. You know.
And what experiences the fear?
What?
What? Where?
Like, you know, these, because also, like, what, you know, in meditation,
yeah.
Also, like meditation means, like, losing of yourself, you know, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, like, as soon as that comes, like, it's, then suddenly, like, you know,
yeah.
That experience comes.
And is that like it's is it, it I always thought that all fear was rooted in the body, like physical fear of death.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not true?
No.
Tell me, please.
Yeah, because it's also like it's not only body which kind of like dies.
Yeah.
There is also like this psychology dies.
Right.
You know, mind dies.
Right.
So then, you know, also fear not only losing body,
mm-hmm.
but losing, you know, possessions,
mm-hmm.
losing psychology, losing mind, losing fame.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like only body, but also
right.
all those things.
But all those things, like there's a name for what you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
And I will be aware, oh, I'm ashamed. I'm afraid of losing my possession. I'm afraid of but with this one,
yeah, it's you know, it's like all of them,
mm-hmm.
like you know, they have like say one on one place they are connected.
Yes, that.
And this is where they come.
And which place on the?
Like this, you know,
third place?
Ego.
Ankar,
yeah,
third
yeah,
place.
Yeah.
So the second place,
mm-hmm.
which is what most Westerners call ego,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Like a... Maybe... Like psychological ego.
Okay.
Or, you know,
and,
yes.
Yeah, no, I just want to get a...
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And... And third place is Pakka Ahankar. And it's that Ahankar that gets the fear.
That gets the fear. That is fearful too.
So you know, the thing is funny, sometimes I go deep and I don't
yeah.
get the fear at all.
Yeah.
It's
you
like
know,
I bypass it altogether.
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, like you just, like, you know, this ego is not like, somehow sleepy.
Yeah.
Like, many times, you know, it's sleepy. And then you can pass.
Yeah.
And then when once you have passed many times, it doesn't get like that panic.
Right.
Yeah, the ego.
Okay.
So that's all like, you know, in the beginning it's like, suddenly
right.
like, you really, seems like you are really reaching to depth of meditation. And so
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Achha, Gyanu. So now he's saying that machito yukt, like now expand, like because of this brahmacharya, because of functioning for many. Then he's saying like, suddenly you will be expanded to me, you know, like that. That narrowness in you will not be. Like you will expand yourself to, because when you are thinking for many, you know, you are expanded. So saying like, this expansion can be as big as collective, you know, like collective heart, we can say. So saying like you will really expand up to me, up to collectiveness, and asit matpara, and also expansion will stay, kind of thing. Like you expand, and also expansion will stay. You know, like it's expansion, and then you come, you know, it's like he's saying, like, that situation will come, that you will feel expanded, and then that expansion will stay. Yunj evam sadatmanam yogi niyatmanasha santim nirvan paramam mat sarastham adhikacchati. So, yunjan evam, like engaging oneself like that. You know what I'm saying? When somebody engage oneself like that, like expansion and expansion stage, then what happens is saying like sadatmanam yogi niyat manasha, mind doesn't disturb you, you know, like from that mind somehow allows you to be. Like before, mind was always like, kind of like asking many things. And now here is saying like, niyat manasa. Your mind is like in one kind of state. It's like always allowing you. It's not like gulab jamun, you know, barfi, kind of, not that kind of anymore. And then, of course, because it's not running from one to another, another to another, so then shantim, like a peace will follow. And this peace will bring you to nirvana. This peace, like momentum of this peace will bring you to nirvana. And of course, like once you are in nirvana, he's saying like mam sansthaam adhigacchat, like you will be part of my like non-profit, you know. Yeah, sanstha is like organization, you know, it's like my non-profit organization. Now you will be member of my non-profit organization.
Why does he use the word sanstha?
Yeah, because it's like a, like somehow this energy field on that level. Like certainly after this, like when peace really, like from the momentum of peace, you are being driven, of course you will be driven to energy field.
Yeah, but why do you think he uses that particular word instead of any other way of expressing that?
Yeah, probably, you know, just so that you know that there are organizations, you know, like in, also in in the subtle realm, you know, there are.
Does Shiva have a different organization?
Yeah, Shiva. Yeah. 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 There is like the same. You know, like, I think you know.
Yeah. I do, yeah.
But also maybe just saying, like, this organization to me also brings the feeling of then you will be used.
Yeah.
You'll like
be
not.
Used.
Meaning like
yeah.
You arrive there and then you are there. Yeah, you are there, but then.
But yeah, you will be used.
Will be used.
Mom, yeah, that's what you know, like.
Yeah.
Mam sansthaam adhikacchati. Like you will be kind of pulled in to my organization. Means like, you know, so that you act, you know, according to that organization.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read somewhere, typical me, that, yeah, there were different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And what determines which organization you end up in?
Yeah, like the, earlier he was talking like this heart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so then, you know, somehow this... texture of heart. Kind of.
And that would be something that you're not, like, when first you become a jiva, is there a texture already?
No, there is texture of jiva.
Yeah.
But that is like, kind of like very determined kind of texture. And the texture of heart is like, it's not like determined, you know.
That's much.
Yeah.
So it becomes determined as you go along.
Yeah, as you go along. You know, it's like not like kind of like thought level texture. Like a jiva,
mm-hmm.
there are like many thought level textures. You
mm-hmm.
know, kind of like that's why like we are very firm, very reactive.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart is not reactive. You know, it's almost like kind of, you know, least reactive, we can
mm-hmm.
say.
Where would you put that on the tree? The heart?
Like the, you know, the fourth.
Okay. And when Ramana talks about Hridayam, is he also talking fourth?
Sila.
Can I ask you one last one? I'm sorry to do this. So where would Krishna be on that? Where does he talk from?
Like he's talking from?
Five and beyond?
Yeah, beyond and then. Coming to.
And coming down.
Okay. Like, you know, that's how one can do. Like, if I'm, like, say, four, so I don't know about five.
Right.
And I don't know, like, I can know below the four.
Right.
So, like, some, you know, somebody who talks can talk from there, but
right.
coming to five, four, you know.
Right. So there's one place in the Gita where he shows Arjuna a tree, and every berry on the tree another Krishna?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like the, you know, oneness?
Yes.
Like, kind of like, there is like only oneness and one, we can say one God, one religion, one thing. And because Krishna was, like Arjuna was in love with Krishna by that time.
Yeah.
So he soared to Krishna.
Oh, okay.
Levels that everybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Are these seven levels you was on about last year?
It's
the seven levels. Was the seven like from what I remember? It was like level six and then level seven, level one, two, three. Like level one was like I can't remember. And then I seem to think I thought level five was the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But might have been level
yeah.
four maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Is the seven levels?
Yeah, like I think in one system there are like seven levels.
Okay.
But this is different.
This is a different system.
This is more like with Vedanta is four levels, right? You know.
You throw a hat on and catch what you can.
No, I can't wait to hear.
Can't wait to hear. It's only 10 minutes since you asked me to do stuff.
नात्यश्न तस्तु योगो अस्ति न चैकान मनस सदा न चाति स्वप्नशीलस्य जागृतो नहि चातु एंड आई हियर दिस टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस मिडिल पार्ट सो सेइंग इफ यू आर you know, eating too much, yoga is not for you. If you are eating too less, also yoga is not for you.
Are Kit Kats allowed?
Huh? Kit Kats, yeah. But not too much. Like if you are sharing with me.
You get it.
If you are sleeping a lot, then also it's not. If you are not sleeping at all, then also it's not. So saying like, you know, this path is for people who really kind of accommodate all, you know, sleep and waking state, eating and, you know, appropriate eating, like appropriate, we can use.
Are we still in Dhyan Yoga chapter?
Like in Dhyan Yoga?
Yeah. Of the
morning
you can't eat?
I was just curious.
So next one is actually he's using appropriate now. In this he was not using and now he's saying Yukt Vihar Haras Yukt Chestas Karmas युक्त स्वप्न बोधस योगो भाव दुख सो लाइक समबडी हु डज एप्रोप्रिएट यू नो एप्रोप्रिएट वॉकिंग एंड एप्रोप्रिएट आल्सो हियर ही सेइंग लाइक एप्रोप्रिएट practice it. No, not practice it that too much practicing or not less practicing. So appropriate practice it.
And Bihar?
Yeah, Bihar means like walking.
Like Devahar.
No, not Bihar is like a actually, you know, when like you are not walking because of prior like commands. Bihar means like a morning walk will be like a Bihar. So it's not like that, you know, you are walking but not with a clear intention, you know. You're just walking. So appropriate doing that, appropriate activity, appropriate effort. And then appropriate dreaming, you know, appropriate dreaming, appropriate awareness. So saying like somebody really doing appropriate to that person, yoga will become like dukha. You know, the sufferings will go away through the yoga, through the like a practice, you know, appropriate practice. So saying like for that person yoga becomes fruitful, we can say.
How can you have appropriate dreams? I mean, dreams happen.
You know, just
okay.
maybe we can stop here for today. What?
Bye-bye. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, please.
Which organization?
If you are happy to ask in front of all the people.
As long as you're happy to answer. What organization do you belong to?
Now, what organization do I belong to?
Open
Dharma.
An open one. Huh? An open one.
An open one.
Yeah, an open one.
An open Dharma belongs to which organization?
Mm. An open one.
Being very political now. You're like a politician now, Ajiji.
Yeah.
A cute one at that.
I met somebody who was doing a lot of yoga practices, like lots of hatha yoga, and then pranayama, and then she would sit in silence. And because I don't have any experience in this particular line, I kept my mouth shut. Is this viable? Is this an okay way for some people? Like, I mean, I'm always nervous about too much pranayama, because you can get in trouble.
Yeah, no, that is true.
But she didn't look like she was in trouble. Fine.
I have a question from a few days ago. That, was talking about the collective awakening. Like the person coming to that level. And we were saying, like, being freed of collective influences, for example, like what's described by astrology. But I was wondering if it might also mean that the person, like, that those influences or that level of energy can also then be used, not by the person, but through that person.
To make effort after this fourth place?
Somehow, you know, efforts will be made, but not by you.
Good.
But like, you know,